Blog Talk Radio. Good morning. We are having some technical difficulties, but we'll keep on trying. This is Denise Griffiths. I am your partner in success. I am a web developer, an online entrepreneur, and a virtual assistance industry expert. Today, if we can overcome our technical problems, I want to welcome you to the Online Entrepreneur Audio Interview Series. I have created this audio series to provide you with practical guidance and just tips and news from other very successful entrepreneurs, and you'll learn from them the key secrets on how they build and grow their online businesses. My intention for this series is to empower you to achieve your dreams and to live a very successful and very accomplished life. Today, I am hoping to welcome Julia. Julia, are you there?
Yes, I am.
You are. You're there. Okay. Julia is the transcription lady, and I am not going to even try to pronounce your last name, so please do it for me.
Boydach.
Okay. You see why I didn't do it? So I know her as Julia. Julia actually works with me in my firm, and we'll discuss that in a little bit. But Julia, I'm so glad you were here. We were having a lot of technical issues, and I'm glad to see that you made it.
Thank you. Oops, thank you for having me.
I was beginning to panic just a tad. So anyway, today I'll tell you how Julia and I met. We met on Facebook, and that's something that you hear me talk a lot about, social networking and social marketing. And we met there several months ago. I'm not even sure when, but some months ago when she was first opening her practice. And she will tell you honestly that she was struggling, and she was struggling to get and retain clients. Julia's is not an unusual story. So by reaching out and networking with me and other practicing VAs, Julia was able to laser in on what skill sets that she was the most passionate about and the most proficient in, and the ones that would bring the most benefits to her client. She kind of was making the same mistake that a lot of new virtual assistants make by scattergunning. Say, well, I can be everything to everybody. It's not a good idea, and she figured that out very quickly. So today, what we're going to be talking about, and Julia will share her, you know, her road to success, we'll be talking about what somebody new to the virtual assistance industry can do. You're going to transcribe this, aren't you? I know you are, and you're going to put that in there. But we're going to talk about what somebody who is brand new to our industry can do to start and build a work-from-home business. So, Julia, thank you. I know you overcame problems to be here. Thank you for joining me, and I'm really excited to have you share your journey from a struggling VA to somebody who has really carved out her own niche or niche as a transcriptionist. It's a privilege to have you here, and thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Denise, for having me on your show. I was trying to call everyone. I was trying to call in on another phone line that I could record this call on, as well as transcribing it for Denise, and I ended up failing at that, so I'm having to call in on my cell phone, so I apologize if the connection's not real good.
No, you sound fine. I was just worried if you were going to be here, so you're here and everything is good.
Let's just say my headset went flying across the room.
Oh, my goodness. No, I know how that works. And it's never an accident, is it?
No.
No, I know. So, Julia, I know what your story is. It's a wonderful story, and I'd like to share it here. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and your business? You are known as the Transcription Lady. So why don't you go ahead and tell us, well, first of all, how did you come to the virtual assistance industry? What was your previous business?
I used to be a legal assistant for different attorneys in the state of Mississippi. And then I moved up to Missouri, and I lived just outside of St. Louis, Missouri. And when I moved here, a little over a year ago, I could not find any work. And my previous position was a dump truck driver. And in March, I found work doing that, and then I realized, well, I can't do this anymore as I'm getting older. So I decided to open up Julia's typing service. And that's when you and I started talking back in May of last year. You and I talked. And you said typing is a real old terminology. And then I started looking into virtual assistants and saying, I can do this. And I listened to your shows, and I was trying to get advice and different advice about social networking and what I should do and how I should market myself and everything. And I surprised you, if you remember, with one of your these shows, and I wrote up a transcript for you. And I sent it to you. And
the one with Lucinda Cross.
Yes.
It was my Christmas present, as a matter of fact. Thank you.
And I sent her a couple of pages. She's like, ooh, I like this. You have a talent. And I went on to change my name, my business name, to Julia's Virtual Assistant Service. Well, then I started trying to go to lawyers. And I could not find any work going with lawyers. It just wasn't working.
You know, I remember talking about that with you one time. Wasn't there a point where you actually went from office to office trying to drum up some business?
Yes, I did.
Yeah,
I went. Printed up a whole bunch of brochures. I went around the St. Louis area, even 25, 30 miles outside of St. Louis, from office to office, and I was always their plan B. I could never get to be their plan A. And it really got frustrating after a while. I just could not find any clients whatsoever. And then after I did the transcript for you, when you mentioned that I had a real talent, that I needed to focus on authors, speakers, and coaches, I kind of took the ball and ran with that one. Well, I started researching that, and that's how I met Lucinda Cross, and hopefully she's listening. And I met her, and I offered to transcribe one of her seminars. And that she had, and she loved it. And I was on her call, and I said, you know, I want everyone to know me as a transcription lady. And she said, you know what, Miss Transcription Lady? All right, here's a catchphrase for you. If I can speak it, I can type it. I'll get it out eventually. And I took that catchphrase, and I ran with it, and I joined Ning sites. I've joined Facebook and LinkedIn and Find Virtual, and everybody that I could think of, Fast Pitch, Twitter, every social networking site that I could possibly think of. And then I started thinking to myself, I really have to get my name out there. So I decided that I was going to be bigger than Waste Management. Everybody knows Waste Management as a trash hauling service. Mm-hmm. And my name's going to be bigger than that. You're going to see me all over the Internet.
If you can think it, you can do it.
That's right.
Yeah. I remember very early on saying, look, just follow me around, do what I do, and you'll be fine. And that's what you've done.
And that's what I've done.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, before you knew it, you looked at me going, you're everywhere.
Yep. My God.
You're everywhere. I said, well, you told me to follow you around.
Well, not many people do what I tell them to do. It's the bane of my existence. I try. I really do.
Yes, you do.
You know,
yes, you
and
do.
That's what happened. And it didn't take long. I mean, it really did not take long. If we met, and for the life of me, I can't remember why we first got involved in a conversation. It seems like you had asked me a question on Facebook, and I was just having one of those days where I actually felt like speaking to a person.
Mm-hmm.
So rather than be at my keyboard or you know, be working, which is something I do about 18 hours a day, I thought, I'll just talk to somebody that's not a client. And I think I picked up the phone and called you. Is
mm-hmm.
that your recollection?
Yep, it sure is.
Okay.
It
so
sure
is. What happened from there?
Like I was mentioning about the Julia's typing service, and then I decided, well, I try to go after lawyers. And I worked for a lawyer for 7 years. I know how to do pleadings. I know how to do this stuff. The legal assistants that when I walked into their offices, they were very intrigued, but I could never get past the receptionist, the legal assistant, or the office manager to get in and talk right with the attorney. That's
that
what I
was
doing.
They are the gatekeeper. So that's
right.
Tough. It's right there.
Right. I couldn't get past that gatekeeper. Well, when I met Lucinda, this business has only really taken off since December.
Mm-hmm.
I've gotten almost 20 clients now just since December.
Wow. I am impressed. I am seriously impressed. I mean,
I told you
well,
it was going to be
know.
Bigger than take off
you
more
did.
Of a rocket than Lucinda.
You did tell me that. And one of the things that Julia did, when, you know, we had a couple of different conversations. It just, I've rather fell into a mentoring role with her. And I said, listen, she had sent me this transcript, you know, as a gift. I thought, that is a really neat thing to do. Why don't you follow other online entrepreneurs around and offer to transcribe their teleseminars? There's an awful lot of people doing this. So no less than Travis Greenlee called me and said, who's Julia? She's doing it. She's doing it.
And Judy Peebles.
And Judy Peebles. You know, Judy
yes.
is a journaling genius. And
yes.
you know, just all of a sudden, Julia did what every virtual assistant or coach or online entrepreneur needs to do. And she did it perfectly. She did it in order. She did it in a logical, linear, methodical fashion. She created her community, her sense of community. She has her followers. People now know who she is. They recognize her because she's branded herself. And we'll talk about that. And that was, you know, thank you very much, Lucinda Cross helped with that. So just by the sheer simple notion that she got on Facebook and asked for help, asked for a little bit of advice, one thing about online entrepreneurs, we will help. And she did it. She took the advice that she got, and look what you're doing. I'm so proud of you.
Aww.
I really am. In fact, Julia has done such a remarkable job with her business that she's now our in-house transcription. She's now working with my firm. That's not easy to do. You have to be very, very good at what you do to become part of my team. So Julia is very definitely part of my team, and we rely pretty heavily on her for transcription. So why did you find the virtual assistant world? I think you've covered that a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But what really led you to it and kept you in it?
At first I was, again, driving dump trucks. And I was driving an old, dilapidated piece of garbage dump truck that I didn't know from one day to the next if it was going to stop when I came up to a stoplight. Excuse me. And there was like six cars in front of me. And I just could not do that anymore. It was unsafe. Plus, I was hauling mud and dirt and everything, and you had to clean out the bed of the truck. And I just don't have the upper body strength to do that anymore. And I drove trucks for 20 years. I've been all over the country. I've been to every state in the union, and I just could not do that anymore. And I've always wanted to have my own business, and I just didn't know exactly what I wanted to do in a business. And with working for an attorney down in Mississippi, Ed Donovan, he was my mentor. He helped me quite a bit in when I first started as a legal secretary, and then I got accredited through the National Association of Legal Secretaries and just took off from there. And all I did all day long was transcription for 3.5-4 years. So I have 7 years total. Years experience just in transcription.
So you're an expert. And the problem I think you were having when you're first starting out, and if you're very new to this, Julia can certainly speak to this, she was trying to do everything. She
mm-hmm.
was looking at what virtual assistants were doing and saying, oh, well, I can do that. I can learn to do that. Let me see if I can offer that. And she was completely ignoring or not ignoring, but certainly overlooking what her true talent was. So you
mm-hmm.
know, once you started going down that road, it completely switched your business around, didn't it?
Oh, yeah, it did. It did. I still offer some of those services, but I'm really focusing on the transcription. So if someone kind of locally here asks about bookkeeping or anything like that, that's when I hand out my virtual assistant business card. So yeah, I have my real world, I say, and I have my virtual world.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, nobody locally knows me as the transcription lady. They just know me as, what's a virtual assistant? Mm-hmm. But on the internet, that's what I want my branded name to everybody to know me as. They're not going to even know me. You won't even have to worry about pronouncing my last name anymore. It's like, oh, I know her. She's a transcription lady.
Exactly, exactly. And that was actually a brilliant move. So if you have so much work experience in the legal industry as a legal assistant, why aren't you working for a lawyer? Or is that kind of a stupid question?
Well, because of the fact that it was very hard working for a solo attorney. Nowadays, these big law firms, they want you working for two attorneys, one secretary. I was running four calendars, three paper calendars, electronic calendar, plus my BlackBerry calendar, and still was missing stuff. or something was falling through the cracks. And I just really realized that my memory isn't what it used to be. And if you miss a deadline in a law office, it's your job, plain and simple. Now I'm going to school for paralegal. But when I started college, I had no idea my business was going to take off like it has in the last couple of months. It is really, I feel like I'm on a rocket ship and I'm on the test pad and I'm fixing a launch.
Well, how are you going to work the two together?
I'm also going to offer legal research and writing as part of my services that I offer with my virtual assistants.
You know, one thing that my clients frequently need is a quick contract. Can you do that type of thing? You know, just a very simple kind of a, not necessarily non-binding, but more of an agreement.
Agreements, yes. Contracts, you're getting into the gray area of being legal and making sure that the best thing to do would be to consult an attorney to make sure you're covering all your bases.
Okay. So what kind of services do you think you'll be offering as a result of the schooling?
Well, either doing some sideline abstract work, which is going into a courthouse somewhere and or in St. Louis or any one of the surrounding municipalities and going into their vault and digging up land records and going back and researching, like, say, for your house, for example. I could go back into the land records and see how many owners owned your house at one time if it wasn't brand new and see exactly where all of your dividing lines are for your property and everything.
Okay.
A lot of times when you're buying and selling homes, you need to have an abstract of how many people exactly owned your house.
Right.
And that way I can still be a part of the services that I offer in my business on a local level, not so much over the internet.
Well, there's nothing worse than getting a degree and then not working in your degree field. I
really
don't understand that. And
but I still am, though, because I still am, though, because of my transcription. And now I have the associate degree. We'll have the associate degree as of December of this year to put behind my credentials. My accreditation, it won't be valid anymore, and then I can say that I'm associate paralegal.
Mm-hmm.
That always looks better on your resume.
It does, and it gives you a certain amount of credibility. But people do go to school, and then all of a sudden I really wonder why they bothered. And some of the people, one girl in particular that was in my computer science, I have a computer science degree, I saw her at the Winn-Dixie the other day. She's working as a checker.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand that. Why go to the trouble?
Mm-hmm.
Why not? So you will be able to take your brand new degree and work it into your practice, which is phenomenal.
Right.
So what techniques have you – I'm going to make this a two-part question. I know you've tried to market to lawyers, and I'm sure that there's a lot of people out there that have been in your shoes. So what kind of techniques have you used to market to them? And the other part of that question is, if it didn't really work for you, what techniques are you using to market on the internet?
Okay. One of the techniques that I did was I printed out just a black and white brochure, and I went and I did a mass mailing. I also got an ad on yellowpages.com. That was $39 a month. I only got one hit out of that one. Now they happen to be my biggest client. And it's not even an attorney.
Hmm.
And that just kind of really fell by the wayside. I even went into the offices with a new produced brochure. And like I said, I couldn't get past the legal secretary, office manager, or receptionist. So, I just went ahead and really was starting to go straight up the tree, going, well, I can help the lawyers out and everything. Kind of hit a brick wall, and I took a sharp left and started going to author, speakers, and coaches who do teleseminars.
And you have a much better return on your time, don't you?
Oh, yeah. And they're willing to pay the fees.
Well, online entrepreneurs are very, very busy. They're very creative, and they need help. They know they do. And they're very willing to pay what it takes to get it done so they can move on. There's a huge difference in the mindset of an online person and a brick-and-mortar person, and I won't even go into that here, but very, very different. So we touched a little bit earlier on how you market yourself on the Internet, and like I said, you're doing it in a very linear, logical fashion. Start with Facebook and kind of work your way out so people know what you've done.
Okay. I started on Facebook. I started joining different groups that I was interested in. First, it was virtual assistants. The NALS chapter has a site, I believe, on Facebook or on LinkedIn, maybe both. And then as I went into the speakers, authors, and coaches, I started delving into their groups and putting discussions out. Also, Twitter was a big one. LinkedIn, I started joining just even different attorney groups on LinkedIn. And then, again, different coaching groups on LinkedIn. When I Lucinda and I started talking, I never heard of Ning. I'm like, what is a Ning? And right. I started researching Ning. Well, now I got teleseminar transcription site on Ning. And I'm joining
that.
Again.
A lot of people won't know what that is. Can you explain that?
Ning is a social networking site where you can develop your own, almost like a web page. And you can have groups and discussions and blog posts and everything on there, and also advertise what your service is. Like mine is, I have mine is teleseminar transcription, and it's .ning.com. And
it's a good way to create a community of people who are interested in what you do, who offer the same thing or are looking for the same thing. It's a great community builder.
And I'm also accepting new members.
And it's free. Tell people where your site is.
Okay, it's http://? teleseminartranscription.ning.com.
Okay, I'm a member over there. You'll see me too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so we've talked about how you came up with your catchphrase with, you know, Lucinda Cross helped you with that. If you can speak it, I can type it. I like that. I mean, it's very clean. It's very simple. There's no question at all about what the message is. So that is a great, great tagline. How did you come up with your brand? A lot of new virtual assistants don't understand the need. They don't grasp the concept. You must brand yourself.
Right.
Julie is a transcription lady. I'm a virtual industry expert. You have to brand yourself. You have to stand up, take a breath, and tell people who you are. So how did you go about that?
Well, you really helped me with that and with our phone conversation, and I really listened to what you told me as far as deciding what am I really, really proficient at. Yes, I know how to do all these services. I know how to do bookkeeping. I know how to do data entry. I know how to do database management now. I know how to do design spreadsheets. I know how to do resumes. You know, what did I really enjoy doing out of all that? And it was transcription. That I every time I pick up an audio tape and I start listening to it, I learn something new every single time. And whether it be marketing, whether it be about, I'm learning through the university here of Missouri about different diseases, whether it's mental diseases or physical diseases, I just learn a bunch every time I do a transcript, and I really enjoy it.
Well, and I'll tell you from personal experience, you know, owning two companies, a good transcriptionist is hard to find.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things about Julia that I really appreciate, and this is how she came to work with my firm, is that Julia absolutely put herself out there. She started contacting other online entrepreneurs and offering to do a free transcript or a free first page of a transcript. You know, she went out there and she really, really did what she needed to do. When it became very clear to me that Julia works tremendously well under a deadline, and you can't work in my type of firm if you can't hold and keep to a deadline. And look, I know for a fact that if Julia needs to stay up until 3 in the morning to complete a transcript, that transcript gets delivered on time. Now, we don't demand that. We don't ask it. But we do ask. If you have given us a deadline or we've given you a deadline and we need that thing by 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, it needs to be delivered by 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. Julia does that. Julia absolutely does that. So when she made it very clear to me through her actions, not just telling me, through her actions that she was very engaged and very determined to make her business work, I hired her. So if you're looking for a transcriptionist, go to the transcription lady.
Hi, thank you for that, Denise.
You're welcome.
Let's see, how much do I owe you for that?
Oh, 10, 15 hours. You know my rights.
Yeah, I do. But and thank you for making me feel comfortable, because I was as nervous as a cat in a room full of rocking chairs, which I can't talk now. But I want to say before...
I don't understand why. It's just between us.
I do want to tell everybody that I am offering a special, and I do have it a sales page up, and it's through Eventbrite. And I can't log in, Denise, to the web chat, so if you could type it up for me, I'd appreciate it for the users that are in the web chat.
Okay,
okay, it's http://... teleseminartranscription.eventbrite.com. And I'm offering, if you order 3 transcriptions as a package, you'll get 10% off. Or 6 transcriptions as a package, you'll get 10% off the price.
Hmm. Okay, give me that URL again one more time.
Okay, it's teleseminartranscription.
Okay.
.eventbrite.com.
Hmm. Keep talking.
I see Judy's on. I'm sorry about the dead air. I wanted to wave a hand at Judy. I see she's
we'll
in the webcam.
In a second. Tell us
I know you will.
And if y'all don't behave yourselves, I'm telling you.
I know. I'll just hang up.
No, I will. I'll just leave the darn show.
But I enjoy working with Denise. This is how we laugh, everybody. I want to thank everybody for being on the show with me and listening and all their support that they have given me all this time. It's great. And I just really love doing what I do. And hopefully after your show and after they see my sales page and everything, my business will really take off. It will take off.
I have this talk with everybody who works around me, who lives around me, who has anything to do with me. There are 2 bad words. One is can't. You can substitute won't. I get won't. I'm bloody-minded myself. And the other one is if. You do not say if. It's when. So, Julia, say it again. Try again.
When
my business takes off. That's my girl.
And I'm also offering, I want to also tell you, when you sign up for a teleseminar transcription through this Eventbrite, you will get a free e-cover and free border, the color of your choice, the font of your choice, well, of the fonts that I have available. And if you happen to have a logo or if you happen to have a banner for your page, that will be included on the e-cover. You will get one copy as a Word document and one copy as a PDF document that you could circulate to your listeners for your teleseminar. That is included in the price. That's my freebie I'm giving away.
And that's really a great idea, because what people can do with these things, you know, when they have a transcription and they have a beautiful e-book cover, they can then market that, either give it away as a free, they can repurpose it, they can say, listen, go sign up for my e-zine or my newsletter, and you're going to get my free report. Here it is. So that's actually an excellent service to offer people.
Exactly. And I'm going to be I'm going to be starting up a teleseminar transcription, like, wall of fame, and if they don't mind, that I can also highlight their transcript on this transcription wall of fame.
Very nice. Very nice. See, you're coming up. You know, now that you're engaged and your mind is thinking and you're not working from a place of scarcity any longer, you're much more creative.
I can't take all the credit for that, Denise. This was Lucinda's idea.
Well, I know. But
she had a lot of help. I had a lot of help from Lucinda.
I know that. And thank goodness for Lucinda. But here's the thing.
Yes, ma'am.
And I tell this to my clients. I tell it to my team members. This is why the virtual assistants industry expert is speaking right now. That's me. This is why the virtual assistants industry is in existence, because we are able to take the minutiae and take the day-to-day just running of a lot of businesses, get them running, and let people do what they do best, which is be very, very creative. And you are now, because you're not working from a place of scarcity, you're not panicking about your business, you're beginning to have a very clear idea of where you're going to go with your business, and I'm seeing more and more really bright ideas come out of what you're doing. And it's because you're just not panicking any longer.
Right.
At least that's my take on it. When I first met you, you were in a snit. I mean, you were really in a snit.
A snit.
The southern word.
Oh, no, it's not.
But, you know, things have changed so much. I mean, you're calm, you're creative. You know exactly where you're going. You know exactly how you're going to get there. You're very willing to seek out and take advice from other people. And you're very willing to give advice to other people when they ask for it. And that's really what we do as virtual assistants. That's what we do. So, I'm looking forward to great things from you.
And another
transcript for free, by the way.
Oh, do you?
Because I said such nice things.
Okay, we'll talk off air about that.
If I could interject,
one other little piece of advice is for the new virtual assistants out there. Go to these teleseminars. They have free teleseminars all the time about marketing and about how you can brand yourself. Lucinda is Marketing Made Easy. I'm sorry I have to plug her.
My. She did a great thing. Yeah.
I'm sorry?
She did wonderful things for you. Hi, Lucinda.
Hello.
Are you there? Okay, we are having technical problems. Julie, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, I don't know what's going on with Blog Talk Radio today.
Well, it said that I was in the host queue. I'm like, what?
Well, keep talking.
But I wanted to tell the new virtual assistants out there that go to the teleseminars. Don't be afraid to ask questions. There's never a stupid question. People will help you as best they can and teach you the right way to go about different things. It is very important to brand yourself. I've seen different virtual assistants that have a list of 30 or 40 different services that they offer. I'm like, how can this one person do it all? And my mouth hits the floor.
Right. Well,
and
but it's tough. I mean, if you look at the list of what we provide, personally, I can do everything that is on that list, but not many people can. So typically, when you look at somebody who is offering a whole lot of services, they've gotten really smart and they partnered up with other very, very, very competent virtual assistants. So, you know, you can offer just about everything. If your client needs it, if you can't do it or don't have the time to do it, you find somebody else.
Exactly.
I do not want to transcribe anything, ever, but my clients, I'd rather be hit by a beer truck. I don't want to do it. I can do
Budweiser,
it.
Right?
I don't care. Down here, I think, is Julie Blanc. I don't know. But you know, Julia is an expert at it, so I say to my clients, you bet, we can do that for you. I send it to Julia. It comes back. I send it to my client. It's all good. It's perfectly seamless. And really, that's how we do it. So how is your business doing compared to a year ago? I think we've talked about that. But, you know, really just kind of go into that in depth, if you don't mind, because you have come a long way in a short period of time. If you don't mind just getting conversational about that and telling
people I didn't have a business this time last year.
Oh.
So that's how far I've come in 12 months. And I did not open up a business. I did not even get a website until my birthday, which is the 15th of May. So in February, I did not have a business at all. Wow. And now I have people wanting transcripts. And, you know, I do, like I said, locally, I do bookkeeping. And there I have people call me up for bookkeeping. And just people coming at me, you know, from all sorts of walks of life. From authors and writers to coaches to speakers wanting transcription work done. And it's a cool feeling, you know. I like to be wanted.
Well, and if you're very competent at what you're doing and you're engaged and you enjoy it, I don't know if it was Shakespeare or Dolly Parton who said that, you know, if you love what you do, you don't work a day in your life. I'm pretty sure it was Dolly Parton. But it's true. If you really like what you do, you're not working.
No. No,
yeah,
you're doing what
really
you love to do.
That's exactly right. Well, we have a few people in the chat room.
And yes,
we have,
do.
I think I see somebody that we know well. I'm going to see. Do you have time to answer some questions?
Oh, yes, of course.
All right. Let's see who we've got here. Judy Peebles, is that you? Judy? We are having a lot of trouble with this call today.
Oh, no.
I know. I don't know what's going on. Let's see if we can get another caller on the line. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, who is this? This is Denise. Who is this?
This is Judy.
I knew you were there.
I'm the journaling genius. Hi, lady.
We could feel you lurking.
I was lurking.
Judy!
I don't have a question, but Julia, I have to say, Julia is awesome. Even to the point where I had a DVD from a particular training that I went to, and believe it or not, they, and I won't mention whose it is, but it's a closed eye process, but they did it on a DVD, not on an audio CD. And I use it with my clients, and I really wanted a transcription of it so I can take it with me, you know, and use it. And I mailed the DVD to Julia, and she had it back to me just within a few days. It was amazing, and with the transcription emailed to me. So, and she transcribed my interview, and she rocks.
Thank you, Judy. Okay, I'll catch up with you after the call.
Denise, I love you too.
I'm feeling it.
Actually, what I like about you too is that you're back east and I'm in California, so I can call you when I'm up at 5 in the morning.
Which, by the way, you have not done. I woke up this morning and I said, you know, Judy has not nagged at me in a while. What is going on?
I have been very busy.
I figured. I started to email you something rather lewd, and then I decided maybe that wasn't a good idea.
Well, and I will say, the thing about the branding is huge, because when I didn't get my brand until late last year.
Right.
And being the journaling genius with a J for Judy, it's really taken off. Now people say, oh, you're like they do to Julia. You're the transcription lady. You're Judy, the journaling genius.
Journaling genius, so, right.
Exactly.
Yeah. So
exactly.
You started out with Butterfly Journeys, and we went through a couple permutations before we got you to where you're at.
Right. And now it's really taken off.
Right.
People are starting to recognize that, and, you're the journaling genius. And, again, it's the niche. It's what you're best at. It's what you love. And I do other things too, but that's what I use with my coaching clients. And I do the same thing with them. Is what's your niche? What's your brand? Niche or niche? I like niche because it rhymes with rich.
I like niche.
It rhymes with
niche. Difficult.
it is very, very important. And I think, and the whole virtual assistant thing, I think it's really an educational thing. Certainly, even for people like myself, because when I first heard of virtual assistants, I thought it was somebody who did my admin stuff, who just didn't come to my office.
Mm-hmm.
So, Denise, you've really kind of redefined that.
Well, unfortunately, a lot of people coming into the virtual assistants industry, and I don't think Julia had this idea because she had been kind of watching, but a lot of people, and I get resumes from them daily, say, well, you know, I've been working as a secretary. I think that's an old-fashioned term, but some still employ it. Or I've been an administrative assistant, and I think I would be really, really good at this. Unfortunately, the answer is no, you won't. Unless
right.
you have some training, unless you know exactly what the Internet is, unless you are willing to really get out there and stretch your boundaries, you can't make that translation, that transition. It's just not going to work. So it's a completely different idea of what a lot of people, including employers, think a virtual assistant is. It's
and I was one of them, absolutely. I thought, I need a virtual assistant.
Yeah, and I talked you out of it. you didn't need one at the time.
Right.
You really didn't, and I didn't want to see anybody take your money for something that you could do yourself.
Right.
Right.
But, virtual assistants, as I understand it and as Julia understands it, is completely different from the kind of mainstream idea. We're not booking travel for you, although we can. We're not answering your emails, although we can. Now, at $50 an hour, it's not the best and highest use of your dollars.
A little pricey.
Or my technical ability, or Julia's technical ability. But we can. But more than that, a virtual assistant will step up and quite literally become your strategic partner.
Right.
And by helping you get where you need to be, you needed that transcription, Julia got it to you. So you were able to put that off to the side, not worry about it, and go be as creative as only you can be.
Right.
So that's really what we do.
And you both do
Julia,
amazing
this
job.
Is your show. You can talk.
Well, thank you, Judy. And you know what? I'll pay you after we get off the air, okay? For all those kind words.
Yeah, and transcriptions. So I'm a speaker as well, a speaker and a coach. So transcriptions are really, really valuable. And that's
right.
Like, Denise, I don't want to do it.
No.
It's great to have somebody who's an expert at it do it. And do it well,
right,
and do it quickly.
You can use them for blogs. You can use it for e-zine articles. You can use it for article marketing, you know, just take little snippets here and there and really market your business with them.
Yeah, actually,
you
I just
really
had an idea as you were speaking. I think I need to use it more. I'm probably better at speaking things than I'm necessarily. I write, too, because I journal, right? But it's usually a mess. But I think I might actually speak some things and get them to you, Julie, and have you transcribe them for my blog. That's a great idea.
That's fine. Record your record your thoughts, and then I could go ahead and type them up for you.
Very cool.
Here's a thought, ladies.
Okay.
This is something that will actually, you can do both. Judy, we can go ahead and install the Audacity plugin, or there's a WordPress plugin that works on your site, and I know you all see these on different sites. You click on a little button, and all of a sudden, the author of the blog is speaking to you.
Right.
So you can do both, and I would really suggest that you do this. Go ahead and not necessarily speak the whole thing, but do a little introduction every now and then, and then have the transcription up as a PDF as a download.
Yeah, because some people are auditory and some people want to read it. You know,
exactly.
Want to
right.
To it. That's a great idea.
Scribble all over it or whatever.
Right.
And I'm not suggesting that you read the entire blog or read the entire transcript. Just say, hey, this is Judy. This is what's going on in this one. Have a great day. You know, people
right.
like to hear a friendly voice, and it also allows them to, you know, connect with you. And then Julia can hand you this perfectly crafted document, and off you go with it. You can repurpose it as a book or a report. You can take snippets out of it and use it as testimonials. There's so many things that you can do. But if you don't have that transcript, if you're like me, you don't know what you said an hour later.
Right.
I am terrible with that. I said, what? I did not. And I hate it when people put it in writing and go, here you go. It's like,
and Julia
okay,
is very kind
it.
With her edits, I must admit. She calls the nose.
Yes, I do. I do. The ums, the ahs, and the ohs, I delete. And then if you repeat yourself about 5-6 times, I delete all that, too.
Now, I have to say,
but she makes you sound better than you actually are.
Well, with my first one, I think she did tongue-in-cheek, and she did all the Southern things, and it was like, oh.
Y'all.
You
know, y'all. I transcribe it verbatim, which means... as you're speaking it, that's how I type it.
Go ahead. Well, I was going to say, I read my first transcript that she sent me, and all I could think was that old Jeff Foxworthy joke.
Oh, you're a redneck if.
No, the one where he's saying you don't want your brain surgeon digging around in your head and saying, well, y'all, we're going to take this piece or something like that. Oh, my God, do I sound like that? And apparently I do. So now Julia cleans them up. Thank you.
You're welcome. I noticed someone that has a question in the web chat. She wanted to know if I was still working full-time when I started my business. At the time that I started the typing service, yes, I was. But when I turned it over to the virtual assistant business, I quit a month after I turned it over, and I devoted full-time up until now. From September of 08 up until now, I'm not working. I'm strictly working out of my home. I don't have another job.
And see, it doesn't
this
take
is
that long.
Exactly.
And I'm seeing Lurline is in there, and I know that she's a new VA. I see her on Find Virtual and Here, There, and Yonder. And
uh-huh.
she is saying that as a newbie, she's feeling panic.
Mm-hmm.
You're not alone. Julie,
no.
I never was. I have to say that. But I have a career as a web developer, so being a virtual assistant was a complete and total no-brainer for me. But for new people coming in, I feel the panic from some of you girls and men. So Julia's, do what she did. You know, whatever thing she's saying here to do, do it, because it works.
Right, right.
So,
Regina also wants to know, how long did it take until I started earning a dependable income? Actually, recently. I mean, it took a few months, but I just kept plugging away at it. I didn't give up on it. Positive thinking. When I started college in September, that was another reason why I quit my full-time job, is I started going to night school for paralegal. I got into this psychology class that was really changing your way of thinking. Get rid of the negativity. I can't. I can't do this. People say, I can't do that. What are you going to do that for? You know, you're not going to be any good at that. You got to leave all that to the side of the road. You have to have positive thinking. I can do this. I will do this. This is going to happen. And put your mind to it, because you're the only one that can do it. Nobody can hand you anything, and nobody can do it for you. Mm-hmm. And it is work. And thank you, Laureline, for the good job. And it is a lot of marketing. You have to take time. And there again, I'm going to kind of plug Lucinda. Is she does different days of the week, marketing Mondays, financial Fridays, you know, and just about an hour or two every day, sit down and go through all your social networking, start a blog, and just a lot of times I get writer's block that I just can't think about anything to say.
What do you do? How do you overcome that?
Well, I just give it a little bit, and I may just plug something like this Eventbrite, you know, sales page. I may not really just talk about anything. I'll just go ahead and plug in my to my blog. This is a special that I'm running right now. Or, hey, did you hear this about a lawyer being laid off and been laid off for a year, and now she's going after a paralegal job out in California, or just something like that. And or just go to a different site and just read what other people are doing, or just tell everybody good morning, you know, to let them know that you're still out there. Because people, like you've even said in the past, people forget about you. If they don't see you at least a couple of times a week, or once a week, they'll forget about you.
Well, that is true. I mean, you do have to stay active. And, you know, just, if nothing else, update your status bar on Facebook. I mean, just do something. So, okay,
yeah,
give
exactly.
me that address for the Eventbrite again. I wrote it in there.
Okay.
Was it right?
Okay. It is teleseminar, T-L-E-S-E-M-I-N-A-R, transcription, dot Eventbrite, B-R-I-T-E.
Yeah, no, I posted a blog about that not too long ago.
Yeah,
.com. Okay. Let me check that before I put it out here and lie to people.
Yeah. I hate when that happens.
All right. I am so smart. There you go, girl.
It's up there.
It's on there. Yes, it is. It is. So, you know, I'm kind of paying attention to Lurleen here. I know that there are ways to do this. Don't panic. Mm-hmm. Don't let anybody tell you you can't do it. And Julia had to overcome this. You know, she was getting some flack from just people saying, well, why don't you want to have a real job? I remember having that conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you something. As an online entrepreneur, that is a real job. We work harder and faster, and we work furious. We work all the time. My husband tells me I'm a workaholic. I'm not.
Right.
But I do work a lot. I love what I do, so it's really not work. And I get to work in my house. You know, I'm surrounded by cats who mostly love me. You know, I have a good day most of the time.
We're not going to talk about your cat.
No, but, you know, I have created a life that I love. Love it, love it. And anybody can do this. If you have the guts and the courage and just honestly the mental courage.
Fortitude, fortitude.
You have to have the guts to do it.
And it takes stamina. You can't just because you don't get it in a week or you don't get it in 2 weeks. I mean, look at me. It's taken me 3 or 4 months to get at where I'm at, but I just kept plugging away at it. And you have to do that. You have to keep in your mind, no matter what anybody says, you are successful. You are good at this. You can do this. And
it never occurs to me that you're not. You know, it should
never
occur to you that you will fail. And we do fail. We fail all the time. It may be small. It may be big. But you just go, that didn't work. And you go do something different. But
I'm going to make six
ever
figures.
Stop.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to make six figures. I don't, you know, and that is one of my goals is my business will have an income of at least six figures. And I'm not going to stop until it does.
Oh, don't stop then.
Exactly. Well, then it'll be 7. You know, then next one will be 7.
Well, I have to say that what Julia has done is remarkable, because I've talked with a lot of VAs who just kind of kept plugging away at it, and to do it in a course of, you know, 3 or 4 months is remarkable. But she partnered up with people who were able to help her. So do that. Find people who are willing to mentor you. Now, I have to say that, you know, really busy VAs don't have a lot of time. But they don't.
Right.
We don't have a problem with shooting you an email and say, well, try this. You know, we'll help
right.
as best as we can. We can't talk with you for hours on the phone and say, all right, try this. But we will try to help. Just
right.
do it. Just get out of bed every day with the complete and total knowledge that this is your day. You're going to do what you want to do. Grab a journal. And
I have talked
about this. This is so important. And when I say grab a journal, I mean write it down. You cannot hit a target that you can't see. And I'm saying this with complete and total emphasis because I believe it. If you can't
mm-hmm.
see it, you can't aim at it, and you sure as heck can't hit it.
Right.
Write it down. Write your goals down. Write your dreams down. Create a vision board if you don't have one. You know, I wanted a new car. I put my picture up there, and I got a new car. It sounds easy because it is easy.
Right.
I focused on it. I knew what I wanted. I headed straight towards that car, and by golly, it landed in my driveway in short order. You know, you.
Oh yeah, I've seen pictures of the Mercedes.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Judy, how's your Jag? Did you get your Jag back?
She's all better now.
Oh, good.
And Regina's asking me if I mentor anyone. If anyone has any questions, here's my email. It's Julia's VA service@gmail.com, and I'll try my best to answer your questions. If I can't answer them, I'll try to point you in the right direction.
No,
so that's Julia's VA service@gmail.com.
And that's a really good question, if I can put my 2 cents in. This is Judy, the journaling genius and
of
coach.
Of course!
People need a mentor or a coach. I tell this to people all the time, especially people in business. I go to these meetings and I go, how many people do you have a business coach? And so many of them say they don't.
Right.
And I'm like, well, how can you be serious about your business if you're not willing to have somebody help you with it? You know, it's that whole doing what you're doing gets you what you get, you know, and unless you do
right.
something different. You know, people, all these people that are struggling and saying the economy this and the economy that, you need to have a mentor. You need somebody to help you, somebody who's got the knowledge that you don't have.
Right.
Yeah, and they're not invested in it. They're not doing the same old things that you've been doing. They can take a linear look at it and see glaring gaps in your plan.
Right.
Right.
And if you're not into the virtual world, I mean, I've learned so much in the last year, Facebook and Twitter. I still don't have the handle on that. But I need to hire a 12-year-old or something to help me.
We'll talk after the call, Judy.
But you need to learn this stuff. And
you
really
need
to go to somebody who can teach you. So that was a good question.
You really do. But, you know, to go back to writing it down, do it. Write it down. Create your goals.
Yeah.
And I don't mean, Judy and I have talked about this, I don't mean set out a whole goal tree, because I have done that. I am notorious for creating a goal list that is subcategorized. It's color-coded. Don't do that. I'm telling you from my heart, don't do that. You know? But, you know, do write down the 5 or 6 most important things that you need to do that day. I mean, if you need to make calls to try to find clients, for crying out loud, do it. Don't get a cup of coffee. Do what you need to do.
Right.
Just do all those things. Get them out of the way, and then go to your subcategories, if you will. But make sure that you have a journal or a document of some kind, you know, that you know what you're doing, that you keep on point, you keep on track. At the end of the day, when you go back through that journal and you're able to cross off a considerable number of things that you've done, it is very satisfying. So you get out of bed the next day and go, man, I was good yesterday. I can do some more today. And it kind of propels you forward.
I have a little tip for that. I used to don't cross them off, highlight them, because then it looks really cool.
You
get the whole
page highlighter.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
So highlight everything, and then you look at your page and everything's highlighted. You're like, wow.
Okay, Julia,
yeah.
There's a question in here that only you can answer.
Right, by versa.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting.
That.
Can you address that?
It is. She's been turned down. She says she's been turned down on transcription jobs before because someone promotes that they have the software, they can do it quicker and cheaper. The quality is not like a person. Any kind of thoughts? I get competition from, you wouldn't believe this, but people from India who want to, and some of my clients will tell me, well, you know, you may be a little bit too high for me, I'll go to India. And I'll look at them and tell them right out, well, you get what you pay for. You know, if you want to pay $5 an hour for someone to transcribe your English that they can't really speak the language or don't know which verb to use as far as grammatically correct, well, then you're going to get your $5 an hour worth.
Well, they don't understand idiomatic speech. I mean, they really can't understand what we're saying.
Exactly. I stay away from, and Versa, I don't know which kind of transcription jobs you're speaking of, but I stay away from Guru. I stay away from Elance. I've tried those, and you will get outbid every single time. I have not got any work through those bid for hire kind of jobs. You just really, it depends upon what kind of transcription you do. There's medical and there's legal. I do not touch medical transcription at all. I'm afraid that instead of putting down, one kind of medication, I'm going to put down something completely different and kill the person for Pete's sake. And I don't want to do that. So I stay in the legal realm that I know. Does that answer your question, Versa?
Yeah. Can you tell us what it is in the chat room? Can you tell us what it is that you're doing, Versa, please? Is there anybody else on the line that has any questions? I guess not. Well, we'll wait to see if Versa has anything further to say in the chat room, and then we'll wind this down.
Okay.
Julie, you have been a joy. Thank you so much.
Well,
I think you've given
thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. But I think you've given an awful lot of information to people, you know, who are going, I don't know if this is for me. I'm kind of panicking. Do it. It's not that difficult. If you have skill sets, if you have a marketable skill that you're very good at and that you're very passionate about, market it. There's no reason in the world why you have to be stuck in a job in a corner and getting paid $10 or $15 an hour forever and ever, amen. I mean, that's nobody has to do that if you can if you want.
Right.
You don't have to do that.
And another thought for Versa is that those kind of clients that want to nickel and dime you will probably, like Denise, this is information Denise has given me in the past, will probably also monopolize your time and will also micromanage you, that you won't be able to get your transcription done because you didn't cross a perfect T or you didn't do it in the format that they wanted or something will come up. And you'll be on the phone with them more often than getting the work done. So those kind of clients, if they're going to nickel and dime you, I would really prefer to let somebody else handle it, honestly.
Right. Yeah, sometimes you have to fire your clients.
I have done that. You know, I do it with great reluctance, but I have done it. You know, they're not always a good fit. And Julia will tell you, and Judy can tell you, I don't take on all comers. I will turn away clients and say, listen, we're really not the firm for you, but I can refer you to somebody else. And I do that often.
Right.
We don't leave them hanging, but we don't take them just because they call us.
Right. Yeah. And Versa, if you weren't there, you could email me with any more questions that you have at juliasvaservice@gmail.com. Just to plug that in one more time because she wasn't in the chat room before when I said it.
Okay. Okay, well, we are just about out of time, and
I guess we don't have any questions. Enjoyed myself, Denise. Thank you so much, and thank you for helping me relax because I was very nervous.
That vodka helped. Yeah. Just have a rum and Coke before you get on with me. That's the best way to do it.
Jack Daniels.
Oh, I see. Okay, well, I don't drink, so I don't know what the niceties are. But thank you, everybody, for being here. Judy,
thank you so much, everybody.
Nice to chat with you, ladies.
Thank you, Judy. Good hearing from you again. Let me know on that dictation.
Will do.
Okay, well, listen, Julia, I want to thank you again for your time today. It's been a lot of fun. It's been a privilege and an honor. You've shared so much of your brand-new success, and I'm so excited for you because you have come a long way in a very long time. I'm proud of you, and I'm just, you know, so glad to see your success. So I appreciate you being here, and I very much look forward to having you on again sometime in the future.
Well, great. So
thank you. You will be back.
Okay, thanks.
And, you know, we'll see what this transcription looks like. A lot of
I'll be nice.
Okay, good, good, good. So thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
For being here. Thank you for being here, and the show is going to be available for download in about an hour. So this is Denise Griffith. I'm wishing you a wonderful day, a wonderful weekend, and I look forward to seeing you next Friday for our next online entrepreneur interview. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Bye-bye.